is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 235 for Wednesday, July 5th, 2017. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Happy belated 4th of July. We here in Appleton had, what did we do? We had a kind of a relaxing morning. Brian grilled. I don't touch the grill. When did we get the new grill? Last year?
Well, it's at least a year ago, a year and a half ago.
Brian has this cool grill he loves, so our kids were there, Eric was there, and we had a massive amount of meat on the grill. Turkey hot dogs, Italian sausage, some hamburgers, some grilled veggies. Yeah. It was awesome.
Yes, and yes, it is gas. It is not...
charcoal.
It's not charcoal, but...
So we had a good time.
Deal with it.
And then Jell-O sundaes for dessert. Lindsay was there for a little bit. She did not eat much. I was surprised.
Nope.
I mean, she's on her own now. I think she'd starve for a couple days, come down and pig out, and then do the college kid, take as much as you can home. And that didn't happen, so I'm not sure what's up. But no, it was nice to have a day. But it feels weird because we worked Monday, and then we had Tuesday off, and now we're back, and it sort of feels like Monday, but it's Wednesday. I'm all confused.
Yeah, and it's been a couple weeks since we had the last podcast. A lot of stuff going on there.
I had some shoulder surgery. When was that?
The 27th. Yep.
It went fine. Now I'm doing the physical therapy, so I have these really awesome bruises and some stitches. I keep calling them my gang tats because they're really pretty ugly. and then we had Brian's birthday on the 29th. So he eliminated one of the Sailor Pen boxes on his desk, and it went from in the box on the desk to in his pocket.
That's right.
He was a little excited.
Pro Gear, full size, marbled ebonite, gold trim, Naginata Togi, medium nib. And then I outfitted it with one of the new Sailor Gold converters and Sailor Okoyama. So that was and I ran it dry in the first week. So I filled it up this morning.
Awesome.
It's a lovely, lovely pen.
And what did you get for Father's Day just 2 weeks before that?
You're
just spoiled rotten.
I am. You know, those first world problems. Numiki Vanishing Points, Rotten Water Surface.
That's right. To finish out the Rodden collection.
Yeah, that was the last of the three, or the four if you're counting, the early version of the Galaxy. So yeah, it's been a good month.
And we will not be doing the podcast next week for a super awesome, really cool, amazing reason. I know. I'm going to build this up.
You're building this up, and.
Brian and I got married in 2010 in May, and we never took a honeymoon. And all we've done is work, 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 which is what we love, building the company, building the business. We keep adding employees, and they keep taking vacations. And so long story short, we are taking a honeymoon starting tomorrow.
I don't think I've had a vacation since 2009.
2008 for 2008 sure. Oh, no, I guess sure. It was 2009 when we were here and you couldn't take it all at once. They made you split it up.
Yeah.
So we have not, I think I took a week to go home one summer to help my mom clean in preparation.
Yes, you've had vacation before me.
Yeah, but it's not like I was enjoying it. I was in my mom's house working.
So,
so we are taking a honeymoon. We are leaving tomorrow, and we are spending 4 days in Chicago doing nothing but touristy stuff. We are going to the top of the Sears Tower, whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to the Field Museum. We are going to the Art Institute. We are going to the aquarium.
The aquarium, yep.
And mm-hmm. We're going to see Blue Man Group.
Blue Man Group. So that's the extent of the Chicago vacation.
Sounds like a lot of
a
lot of stuff. No, we're just looking forward to sleeping in a hotel that doesn't involve getting up in the morning and saying what time is set up or who are we meeting for breakfast? We can just do what we want when we want, and that will be nice. And then we come home. We're home for one day on the 10th, and then we leave on Tuesday the 11th, I'm looking at the calendar to make sure that's right, for 3 days in Door County. And I think I'm looking forward to that just as much, if not more. That's going to be a little more leisurely, I think.
There's nothing planned for that. The real question is what pens do you take on vacation?
No, how do you do that?
I'm bringing a vanishing point. I think that's going to be the... And a vanishing point in a pocket notebook for walking around, taking notes in the museum and art institute. So I'm bringing at least to the vanishing point because it's convenient.
Just one? We're going to be gone for a week and you're bringing one pen?
Oh, no. I'm bringing like 12 pens, but I just have to.
We don't pack light, folks. It's all pens.
It's got to be at least one vanishing point. So that'll be in my pocket.
Yeah. So we are looking forward to that. Door County is going to be, Chicago will be a lot of walking. Door County, I think, will be a little bit more relaxing. We'll do some antiquing. I don't know what else we're going to do. We might just.
That means there's going to be vacation pens, right?
So Brian has talked me into this vacation pen, honeymoon pen thing.
Well, yeah, why not?
Well, this means I have nothing left. Well, I guess we have until
I can
November.
I can build the pile up as fast as you can tear it down.
All right. So this means honeymoon / vacation pen exchange. What are you? What's on your list?
My list is a Sailor 1911 Standard Mosaic in black or gray, as it is.
Okay.
So it's a rhodium trim. It's a sweet looking pen, and it's a nice pattern. On some of the grays, they have the caps, for whatever reason, seem to have a more of a swirly pattern in the marbled material than the barrel. So they don't always
match
as nicely. And this one is, we found this in February, and it is beautiful. It's perfect. Looking forward to it. Actually, I got to look at the nib today. I might have to swap the nib out. But. But even more important, Lisa is getting a pen in a rather weird exchange
of events.
We had a gentleman come in the store, and he was interested in selling his Mont Blanc, and it was a Classique, a 144 fountain pen, but in burgundy.
Yes.
And he had come in when Lisa was taking her day off after her surgery. And I said, well, I'll, come back in. I'll write you a check next day. Because Lisa keeps a checkbook. She doesn't give it to
me. It's safer that way.
I'm trying to keep Lisa up to date with what's going on and trying to see how she's doing at home, resting and whatever. I said, oh, by the way, I'm going to need the checkbook tomorrow. And she says, for what? And I said, well, I bought a Mont Blanc. And she said, how much? And I told her. And
what is it?
Said, what is it? And I said, well, it's only X. And she says, oh, my birthday's in July, by the way. So apparently she's getting this Burgundy 144. Nice pen. Very, very clean, original box. I might just happen to have it sitting in front of me. The old ivory clamshell.
Yep.
There it is. I know. You can't see it.
So that's my honeymoon vacation pen.
Yes.
Because you said you think you have something for my birthday.
I absolutely do have something for your birthday. I won it on eBay yesterday morning. And so all is good.
Okay.
It will get here before your birthday.
Excellent.
So anyway, we have some lots of new exciting stuff to talk about.
Including one thing that's going to be mine.
Which one is that?
The first one we're going to talk
one?
About.
The first one? Oh, well, this could be a birthday present, too. Or this could be, well, you can take your pick. We'll start making your pile on your desk.
Ooh, I like this.
The brand new Sailor All Blue.
I like this. This is awesome. The Sailor 1911 Standard already comes in blue, but it has black, what would you call them?
Finials
and caps.
And a section.
And a black section. So it's not completely blue. It doesn't look bad by any means. We've sold lots of them. But they came out with this new color that is a little bit darker. I would almost call it a blue black. And the
navy?
Yeah, definitely a navy blue. And everything is all blue. It's beautiful.
Well, you know, what's interesting is, and I just noticed this morning, when Sailor came out with their new 1911 standard ballpoints, they came out with the blue ballpoint, and we looked at it, and we said, you know, this is
darker.
This is darker, and I couldn't figure out why, if it was that one, or you know, we only got a couple. And sure enough, it's this navy blue. So the ballpoint actually matches this pen, not the other one.
Right. This is a cool color. I like it. It's different. It's certainly not so dark that you question, is it black or is it blue? But it's definitely a navy blue. I love that everything matches.
It's classy. It's a classy pen. It's, you know, gold trim. It's 14 karat nib. It's dressy. It comes in finer medium only.
Yes.
We certainly can, you know, if you have a different nib that you're interested in, email or call us. We'll be glad to help you out. But stock configuration is finer medium only, just to kind of keep it easy. Limited first production run in the United States, from what I understand, but there will be more. And it's nice. It's dressy
pretty.
Looking pen. You can put it in your in your suit, or and it'll be nice. It won't be just black.
It's a Sailor. What else do you need to say?
You know. So
super excited about that.
There's that. And this week also.
This past week.
It was like Leuchtturm madness.
Oh, it was awesome. Brand new line for us. We got it in, including this giant fixture that was that the day that I had my surgery?
I think so. Yeah, it came
So we made room for it before my surgery on Tuesday. So I guess we did it on Monday. And then the fixture came in, it was either Tuesday or Wednesday. And I wasn't here, so I made them keep sending me all these pictures of the big crate, the big boxes, and then as they started to assemble it, great stuff. We've already restocked. We've already sent in our restock order. It's just going like nuts. But wonderful paper, lots of different sizes. I love the colors of the notebooks.
Yeah, there's a color for everyone. What is that one blue that everybody seems to love around
Nordic
here?
Blue.
Nordic blue. It's real nice. You know, the display is awesome. It's just big.
It's lighted. It's cool.
LED lights. It's got 7 plugs. It's, you know, metal. It's amazing. It's hard to miss it when you walk in the store.
Other companies should take note.
They should. They really should. It's well done. It's the best
point. I think it's the best fixture we have.
Best fixture, yeah. It really is for paper.
Easy to assemble. It was
6 bolts, I guess.
Yeah.
Holds the whole thing together. But the paper's nice. I've got on the screen here the new the anniversary edition, 1917. They come in copper, gold, and silver.
Copper is cool.
Yeah, I like they have two bookmarks. They've got that pocket in the back for receipts. It's nice looking paper. And then, of course, what's really exciting is Leuchtturm licensed out the white lines Link.
Yes.
And it comes in this A4 plus size. It's huge. It's a really big notebook. And if you're not familiar with the Link, you can draw on it, and it has the white lines paper. You can draw on it and then use an app on your phone to scan it, and you can have it import directly into Lightroom or Photoshop, and where you can continue editing, and it's really, really cool.
But it removes the lines.
Yeah, so it comes in and there's no lines.
It's cool.
Really, really neat. So if you like to, I know some people, like our daughter, likes to draw on the computer, but for those people who like to draw on paper, can import it directly in.
Or if you've got meeting notes or something like that, and then you want to import them digitally, just a really cool thing. We used to carry white lines. They've sort of fallen off the grid, but it's an awesome option. But so many colors in this new line of paper. Great paper. We're super excited.
So that's cool. In fact, I'm using the last white lines notepad that we had in the store. So that's done.
It'll be done.
Yesterday, not yesterday, Monday.
Super exciting.
sort of by surprise.
I didn't think it was coming in this soon.
The new Mont Blanc Writer's Edition, both the ink, the Antoine de Saint-Exupéry, and the pens came in.
That was very good.
I practiced before.
I'm just going to Little Prince author.
The author of The Little Prince, yes, everybody. That's what he's most known for. And he was also an aviator.
Yes.
And so we have this this new ink. It comes in the larger 50 mil bottle. So not all the new Mont Blanc writer's editions, great characters, at least for 2018 and beyond, are coming in the larger bottle. So that 30 mil bottle is no longer.
Right.
But this is a bigger version of that bottle. It's beautiful. You could use it as an inkwell when you're done. It's got the new side opening.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like the box.
It's nice. But it's, how would you describe it?
I would call it a plummy purple.
So there's a plum. There's a drawing by our own Erica Rosco. And it's we're going to do a comparison today, but it's almost resemblant of Bordeaux. It's got a little purple in it, but it's, you know, that's how Bordeaux is, a little more purple.
I think it's cool.
So that's in. And also the fountain pen.
That's a cool looking pen. It's a good thing it's too big for me.
Yeah, it's 149 size. Yeah, piston filler. It's got a kind of a riveted style barrels to look like an airplane. It's overall very classy looking pen. It's not over the top gaudy. It doesn't have sometimes some limiteds they can have a clip that's maybe a little bit too much, but very classy,
nicely done,
nice looking pen. We'll have more pictures of that up today, but that's in. And I don't know what else we want to say about that.
They're actually going pretty quickly. So if you're considering it, they seem to be, Mont Blanc seems to be, I don't know if it's making fewer and fewer or they're selling faster, but by the time we always go to reorder, they seem to be out. So yeah. If you're interested, get in touch with us.
Yeah, and it is you do have to call the store. To purchase, so that's Mont Blanc's policy.
I love this.
The same for Mont Blanc stationery, which we recently got in. You must call the store to order, but they've come in some nice,
really pretty colors.
Nice colors, thick covers. The paper seems to be decent. And we tried it a while back, and it was, as is anything, if you have a double broad juicy nib, it's going to bleed through, but this seems to be pretty good.
We were impressed at the time with the paper. We tried several different pens and several different inks, and I think it was just whatever you had that was really broad and juicy had a tiny bit of ghosting or a tiny bit of show through, but I don't recall it bled.
Yeah, it was, I think that was my 149 with the double broad. It's... that bleeds through everything.
Yeah.
But it's nice. Nice covers. They're beautiful. And somewhat confusingly, they are numbered the same as the pens. So there's a 145, there's a 146, there's a 149. So as the number gets bigger, the paper gets bigger.
I love this color.
So
I might need to get one of these and one of the Nordic blue.
And we're moving on.
Field Notes knocks it out of the park again with the new Campfire, their seasonal edition. This is so cool. Three different covers. And then there's a little patch.
Master Campfire.
That's the cool one.
I think you almost should get that. You started a fire yesterday. I took a nap. I woke up. Lisa's got a fire in the backyard. You get a nice little patch, little round patch. I don't have it in the picture here, but... you can sew it to your jacket or whatever.
Great job. They just make such fun seasonal additions. Typical Field Notes. I don't know what else to say. They're cool. They won't be around forever. I think these are going to sell pretty well. Their limiteds either tend to blow out or they tend to linger. Yeah. And I think this is going to go. It's just really cute.
And who doesn't like a campfire, right?
Exactly.
Speaking of seasonals.
Blue.
And blue, Palomino, Blackwing, volume 73.
Gorgeous, gorgeous blue.
Celebrates Lake Tahoe,
mm-hmm.
And the like. And it has an interesting texture. It has basically a topographical map.
Yeah. They've done a really good job.
On the pen, so it's got some texture to it. It's really, really, really kind of cool. I don't know what else to say about a pencil. It's nice. Packaging's nice.
That Palomino Blackwing. What else is there to say?
Chris is looking for somebody to split a box with, so contact Chris at the store. He really wants he doesn't want a whole box. He just wants
maybe we half all a box. Need to have a couple and we'll just split it.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, there's that. And this last week, and you're going to be seeing some of these over the next couple of weeks. We got in some interesting Schaefers that have been discontinued. So these are essentially new old stock discontinued Schaefers in really cool patterns.
Some cool fun colors, some patterns, some things that we thought were long gone.
Yeah.
So we were excited to get this. This is what we're showing here is the Schaefer VFM Peacock colored fountain pen. And there is a ballpoint, right?
No, there's no ballpoint.
All right.
Yeah.
Just a fountain pen.
Just a fountain pen. And if you're not familiar, the VFM is a real, real inexpensive $15 fountain pen. This particular one takes short international cartridges only. I suppose you probably could fit a – we should look, but I think we tried the Kaweco converter. It doesn't quite fit in there. But single short international cartridge, steel nib, medium point.
Gorgeous color.
It's a beautiful color. You know, for $15, it's, you know, you can't go wrong with it. But we bought literally everything that they had when we saw it. It's okay. This color has been discontinued. I didn't even know they made the pen in this color. We had a ballpoint at one point, but sometimes they don't.
Yeah, I don't know where it came from, but
I don't know.
I think one of the international factories or warehouses, they're getting ready to close them. And so literally they found a bunch of boxes and they're bringing them all to the U.S. To consolidate. And this was in one of the warehouses somewhere.
Yeah, and we will be showing off some interesting ballpoints for ballpoint collectors out there and end users. But also, if any of you are familiar with the Schaefer 100 series, the Three Friends of Winter,
yes,
you're gonna see those are on the site now. But the Three Friends of Winter fountain pens, we've got a couple of them in stock, and they were a nice kind of fake screen maquillage attempt. They actually have a signature on them, which is kind of cute.
They did a nice job.
Yep. Yeah, they're nice. I know Dave's got a fountain pen and a ballpoint or rollerball or something. So there are three different versions. We got pretty much what they had available. There's plum, there's bamboo, and there's pine. And so different design for each one. And then they came in fountain roller and ballpoint. But we got what was available, and they're nice. So if you have some and you didn't complete your set or what have you, and we'll be showing those off next week as well. So
yeah, we were excited.
But some cool Schaefer stuff, and
especially since once Cross took over Schaefer, they have been trying to figure out what to do with it, and they've discontinued a number of things or reduced the colors on a number of models. So it was nice to find some of the older colors and models.
Yeah, I was real shocked. And
you should have seen us. Like, oh my God, look at this. Where did this
come
from?
Well, it happened. We got the email right like 15 minutes before the last podcast. And so we're like, we know when Cross sends it out, you have to jump on it right away because
it'll be gone.
Literally, I'm like looking at my watch during the podcast. Okay, we got to get, you know, da 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 da. And by the time we got to the podcast, some of the things that we wanted were already gone.
Yep.
Some cool stuff. I know a lot of it was ballpoints, but you know, the world needs those too. So,
look at you coming around.
I know. There's a Sailor ballpoint I kind of want. I don't know why. I don't remember. You know, I have one roller ball here in my desk. It's a nice Waterman Hemisphere from. It was one of my first pens that I use occasionally on bad bad paper, bad post-it notes, but that's about it. So.
All right.
All right, what else? We got anything else?
I think that's it. We're going to finish up and do a couple things here and work on packing for vacation. I don't know what to do. How do people do vacation? I don't do vacation.
My concern is not working, and I don't know that that's physically possible.
Well, we'll have to check in the morning and at night.
Check in.
Yeah.
All right, so 3 hours
if anybody
later.
Has any suggestions on how to actually vacation, like not work in a hotel room.
That's stupid.
It is. I can't stupid. Do it. I mean, I was going crazy when I was home recovering for 2 days. So anyway, no, we're excited. We will try and take some pictures. That'd be fun.
Yeah, on our
Instagram.
regular
personal Instagrams.
Yeah.
And if you've got any recommendations for places to eat in Chicago, we've got a list. But we're always up for suggestions on places you've been. And lots of news when we get back.
There it is. All right. I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining. And tune in 2 weeks for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Follow our blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other fun videos and things. And check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.